with Lord Tally-ho Blears.
Special meeting of the City Council Public Financing Authority to order. City Clerk, may I have the roll call, please?
Councilman Twining, Councilman Kennedy, Mayor Pro Tem McKeon.
Here.
Mayor Burns.
Here.
Councilwoman Vandermark.
Here.
Councilman Williams.
Here.
Pursuant to Resolution Number 2001-54, Council Members Twining and Kennedy requested permission to be absent from the meeting.
Okay. Please stand for the invocation and pledge allegiance by Chad Williams.
Please join me as we pray. God, we just thank you so much for this day and all the blessings that you have poured out on our nation. And Lord, we pray for those continued blessings and your providence, that your will would be done in this nation, that your will would be done in this city. And so, Lord, we just ask for your favor, we ask for your mercy, and we also ask that you would give us wisdom. And we ask all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. All right, please join me as we pledge allegiance. Right hand over your chest, face the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
City Clerk, do we have anyone signed up to speak?
Yes, we have two supplemental communications. But first, we've received one supplemental email regarding the meeting, for this meeting, and we have three speakers signed up.
Okay, then I'll read. Proper decorum at the City Council meeting is imperative in order for the public to remain informed about issues pertaining to the city's business. The public comments portion of the meeting is an opportunity for the public to be heard and address those issues in a public forum. Disruptive behavior impeding or delaying our ability to conduct the council's business will not be tolerated. Penal Code Section 403 prohibits disrupting this meeting, and the enforcement action will be taken for violations of the law. At this time, the City Council will receive comments from the members of the public regarding topics included on this special agenda. Individuals wishing to provide comment may do so in person by filling out a request to speak form delivered to the City Clerk. All speakers are encouraged but not required to identify themselves by name. Each speaker may have up to 3 minutes unless the volume of speakers warrants reducing the time allowance. We will be sticking to the subject for the speakers. You gotta stick, because it's a special meeting, it's subject matter only. Please note that the Brown Act does not allow discussion or action on topics that are not on the agenda. Members of the public who would like to speak directly with the council member on an item not on the agenda may consider scheduling an appointment by contacting the City Council's Administrative Assistant at 714-536-5553 or emailing the entire City Council at city.council@surfcity-hb.org. Okay. All right, speakers.
Sean Roselands, Chris Reaney, Mr. Washington.
Good
My name is Sean. I'm a longtime resident, and I suppose I should also...
to ask the council, what are we doing here? We're about to spend $1 million in a needless special election because you guys won't admit defeat. You guys are trying to hide from us at a special meeting. I was at the February 18th session where staff went over the options for the signature count. They had a slideshow. You could, A, just remove the language that you wrote in and just be done with it. You could just humbly listen to the community and, you know, not do this. You could put it on the November 3rd general election at a rough cost of $300,000 to $400,000. But no, we're going for the nuclear option. We're doing a whole special election where we're going to burn up $1 million taxpayer dollars. For what exactly? I was at the budget town hall where Natalie Moser wiped the floor with you guys. I saw the reports of the finance and the human relations departments where you asked them if their small, streamlined departments can take any cuts because you have to make some vindictive financial decisions with our tax money. You guys just don't think we notice the stuff you do right in front of us? So fine, waste our money. If anyone here is in charge of the door-knocking campaign for June 10th, let me know. I'm free every Sunday after church. We're going to win on June 10th, and we're going to win on November 3rd. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Chris Rini, native resident. At the last city council meeting, the last two agenda items were rushed through, and I have a question in particular about item 18, specifically resolution 2025-2020, excuse me, 2025-21. Scrolling through it, and granted, it was the third of five addendums to the last item, so I see why next no one looked at it, including myself. Section one gives a list of five things, basically looking as though Huntington Beach was going to run its own election. Why would we be doing that, and why would we be doing that without discussion? For all of the time that has been discussed over the need for financial responsibility over this financial precipice and the desperate need for money that we have to do such things like Symphony of Flowers, why are we spending more money on an election when we could just add two charter amendments and call it a day? Thank you.
Good evening, Pat Goodman. Just really a couple of questions. I'm hoping that during the deliberation that you will explain to us why this special city council meeting had to occur. And I am totally in favor of the council adopting the language of the petitions and avoid the having this special election. And what, in my mind, those two petitions do is reset the library operations to prior to June of 2023. I hope that you will consider that as we look for a few million dollars to keep the budget balanced. It would be a good faith effort to respond to the will of the people. Thank you.
Is that all the speakers, clerk?
That concludes public comments.
Okay, we'll move on to the administrative item of 25-206, adopt resolution number 2025-27, providing additional direction to the Orange County Register of Voters for handling a special election on June 10th, 2025. I'd like to make the motion to carry forward as recommended.
Second.
All right, is there any, does anybody have any discussion? Anybody got any questions, want to say anything? Okay, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Councilman Twining, Councilman Kennedy, Mayor Pro Tem McKeon.
Yes.
Mayor Burns.
Aye.
Councilwoman Vandermark.
Yes.
Councilman Williams.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
403
with three absent.
Okay. Now, do I have a motion to and a second to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the Huntington Beach City Council Public Financing Authority is Tuesday, March 18th in the Civic Center Council Chambers, 2000 Main Street, Huntington Beach, California.